When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am recording live at the University Club. There are rose petals on the ground, fancy music playing, and Heather and I are dressed up the nicest we've ever been dressed up for a Total SF podcast.
Listeners may remember Kevin and Kate because they got engaged in the fall of 2020 on top of the Ferris wheel in Golden Gate Park. We were there. It was a surprise. Kevin Dublin is a well-known poet in the city and read poetry to Kate as he proposed on top of the Ferris wheel. It was so romantic.
Yes, so welcome to the very first Total SF wedding.
I'm so excited, but we better be quiet. I think they're about to start.
Yeah, shh, Heather, they're about to start. Shh.
There's Kevin.
Hey, there's Kevin. He just walked by. Hello, Heather Knight. Our listeners just heard us at the wedding of poet and educator Kevin Dublin and teacher Kate Lewin. Is there a better wedding than a poet's wedding?
Definitely not. We had so much fun. It was at the University Club. We got there on a cable car in the rain. It was very San Francisco. We could hear the cable car bells dinging throughout the ceremony.
This was our first Total SF wedding, and hopefully not the last. I felt a little like we were wedding crashers at first. But they had such nice friends and family. They made us feel welcome, even though we didn't know any of these people. And it's so kind of strange in a good way how we know Kevin and Kate.
Yeah. I just want to say we did get invitations, like real invitations in the mail. We did not crash this wedding, but it was funny in line for the bar. We were chatting with that couple and they were like, so how do you know Kevin and Katie? And we're like, So how we know them is that they got engaged in October 2020. I wrote a column about it and Kevin was on the podcast. He's a pretty well-known poet in the city and wanted to surprise his girlfriend, Kate Lewin, with a proposal. She'd always dreamed of being kissed by a boy on a Ferris wheel. Apparently wrote this in a hot pink diary as a little girl. That Ferris wheel that most of us have come to love in Golden Gate Park was delayed a long time for the 150th birthday of Golden Gate Park, and Kevin had to keep waiting for his opportunity, but he let us know what he was up to, and we were part of the surprise, and it was such a great day. And we kind of jokingly said, we want to come to your wedding whenever it happens, and then they invited us.
Yeah, I mean, we did a whole podcast episode about it. You can go back and listen to it. I'm so glad we win. It was an all-time great vow exchange. I'm going to play just a short clip of Kevin's vows to Kate.
I love how you invite me to love this city, to notice Townsend's warbler chirping between the cars, breezing by on the Bay Bridge on-ramp, and the bread hours. And San Francisco wakes like it's not sober yet, like it slept curled on a second floor staircase and only dreamed of making it home. I actually love how you keep home, make it cozier than I've ever admitted, with decoration and all those lights, and warmth like the fire of a promise. I apologize for feeling that way and keeping it a secret, and I vow to not withhold that type of joy from you again.
So this was a perfect wedding, friends and family playing music, specialty drinks at the bar, as you mentioned. What was the one I drank, the something bear? I don't know, it had whiskey and ginger beer in it, and it changed my life. Kate's dad nailed it as the efficient, perfect blend of love and humor. But the University Club venue was excellent, too. There were historic photos on the walls, really well decorated, and you could hear cable car bells during the ceremony.
Also, as we were sitting in the seats waiting for the ceremony to start, we could see the Transamerica Pyramid out the window as like dusk was falling. And it just made me remember that time when you were whimpering.
Why did you have to bring that up? This is a nice wedding podcast, and you have to throw the word whimpering in there. I was not whimpering at the Transamerica Pyramid. Heather, I'm actually a little disappointed in you right now. We're going to move on, though, because this wedding actually has something to do with our episode today. We're welcoming Tony Bravo back. Stop laughing. And we're going to turn this into an episode. Places to get married in San Francisco, where you would have your ceremony if you were doing it all over again, where people should get married in SF.
Yes, I'm very excited, and nobody better to choose the most glamorous venues than Tony Bravo.
We're going to pick the best places to get married in San Francisco. I'm Peter Hartlob here with Heather Knight. We're available to come to your wedding too. I'll have the chicken. And this is Total SF.
Thank you very much.
So going to Kevin Dublin and Kate Lewin's wedding at the University Club was such a magical night, and it inspired us to consider other great places to get married in San Francisco. So this is a draft, the best places to get married in San Francisco, with Peter, myself, and Tony Bravo, our honorary Total SF host.
I am so happy to be talking about something that is not premiering on Hallmark with both of you.
I'm going to say it now, and then we won't say it again. Chang-tastic.
Chang-tastic.
Chang-tastic. That is from the, what was it, My Big Fat?
Something, something
Family
holiday.
Family Christmas, horrible
Family,
movie.
San Francisco Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, all three of us obviously would like to get married barefoot in Chinatown, like in that film.
Ugh. Yes, it's a Hallmark movie, and there was one good thing in it, though. Our friend Val Lupiz.
Yes, the cable car gritman. That was the only good scene.
Hey, before we go any further into our picks, where did you both get married? I mean, to your respective spouses, not each other. Let's squash that rumor.
The rumor that will not die.
Yeah, who do we have? Rick Welts thought we were married, and I think there have been a couple more. Yeah. Tyler Florence. You go first, because yours was awesome and very San Francisco.
I got married at the main chapel in the Presidio, and then the reception was at the Officers Club, and then we took a shuttle to the sadly closed Liverpool Lils for the most epic after party ever, where like all of my friends made out with each other, and my husband and I were just watching like it was a reality TV show.
You sure you're not like secretly a gay man, Heather? 'Cause I've been to gay weddings that sound a lot like that. Down to something called an officer's club.
I did not get married in San Francisco. Kelly, my lovely wife, is from Vallejo, V-Town. Her and E-40 and Mac Dre and my wife Kelly. And we got married at the Green Valley Country Club, which is kind of a little city adjacent to Vallejo. We got married under a nice oak tree.
Oh, how wonderful. And I have to ask this. Were the roller coasters at Marine World up yet? Were there people screaming in the background?
No. It was not close enough for that. But we did have two really cool things at my wedding that I will mention to you. My aunt, Susie, married us, which was awesome. She also married Rosie O'Donnell. Whoa. Our wedding has done better than Rosie's. And then the second thing was all of my readings were from movies, and Kelly's brother read the soliloquy that Ren gives the city council from Footloose. Like, it's a time to dance, it's a time to... I might just stick that in here right now.
In Ecclesiastes assures us that there is a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to laugh and a time to weep. A time to mourn and there is a time to dance.
It was awesome because we had a very non-religious wedding, but all the religious people there, including some Mormons and Catholics, were like, oh, so nice that they had a Bible quote in their wedding when it was from Footloose.
Did you have any Star Trek IV readings?
No, and why are you starting? Okay, Heather, I'm not going to let you derail this with your Star Trek hate. Tony, your wedding.
Well, my husband is the music director at Calvary Presbyterian Church in Pacific Heights. It's that beautiful historic building on the corner of Jackson and Fillmore. We actually weren't married in the main sanctuary. We were married in the Kit Stewart Chapel, which is a beautiful mid-century modern chapel just behind the big building. We're very mid-century modern. We wanted to be different than the other gays, of course. My husband is the music director, had really the run of what our music was going to be. So we have very significant, meaningful things. We had the wedding march from West Side Story, One Hand, One Heart, and we exited the church to Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty Waltz. I, however, sobbed my way through the vows like Tammy Faye Baker, so it's a little hard for me to watch the video, but the music was spectacular, and frankly, the groom was too.
Aww.
Both of the grooms were.
Oh,
both
thank
of
the grooms you. Were.
And first dance song, Heather?
Brown-Eyed Girl.
Brown-Eyed Girl. First dance, is that a slow song?
You don't have to. I'm creative. You don't have to do everything right. Traditionally.
We actually didn't do like a dance reception. We had 2 hours of cake and champagne, and then Michael and I went to Mel's afterwards.
I love that.
We wanted a small wedding. Nobody's ever complained about cake and champagne, by the way.
Mine was If I Should Fall Behind by Bruce Springsteen. I wanted Still Loving You by the Scorpions, and I wanted her to walk in when we came in and they present the bride and groom. I wanted to play Hot for Teacher by Van Halen. Neither of those things happened, but we did
that would have been good, though.
Should I Fall Behind by
Before I
Bruce
met my husband, I joked that I wanted to walk down the aisle to Sympathy for the Devil. However he works for a church, that wasn't going to fly.
Well, in San Francisco, there's a lot of great wedding venues. We're going to do this as a draft. I'm feeling a little bit, I don't know, I feel like you two know more about this are going to do better. I feel like the first date podcast that we did where I was picking like
lawn bowling
and
regular bowling,
which I figured would work its way into this podcast, by the way, that you'd want to like get married at the bocce ball court.
Oh, I'm sure I have stuff that bad there. So I'm a little sheepish walking into this, but this is going to be a draft. We don't know what the other people are picking. I do feel like, though, we do have some rules.
Okay.
In San Francisco, correct?
In San Francisco.
And my understanding is that we can go either practical or sort of fantasy, right?
Well, we can be creative.
Creative.
But it has to be like you could actually get married in this place.
Oh, so this isn't like, bungee jumping off of one of the bridges while saying I do?
I think you could do that. That's physically possible.
Probably
illegal.
Y'all know the bridge authorities better than I do, though, so I don't want to get you in trouble.
Okay.
So I'm ready to go. Heather, you always get to go first. Why should this be any different?
Ladies first.
What's your pick? First pick.
Well, this is so obvious. A historic streetcar.
I knew you were going to go that direction, Heather. I'm so glad I didn't put it on my list.
The most obvious Muni line to get married on would be the J Church because of the name. But then you'd have to be on the J Church, and your church on wheels would probably be really late if it shows up at all. So I looked into it. You can charter a historic streetcar. I would suggest chartering the boat tram. That's the open-top vehicle strung with Christmas lights and a destination sign that reads Nowhere in Particular. And if you have 90 days notice, you can charter one of these beautiful vehicles. They allow music, food, and drinks on board. You can go back and forth on the F Street line from Fisherman's Wharf to the Castro. And I think ending in the Castro would be a great neighborhood for an after party. And I'm also using this to remind you, Tony, that last time you were on the show, you alluded to getting some drag queens on the F car. So I'm just, refreshing your memory.
Well,
about that.
In honor of the wedding episode, I am still proposing, oh my God, that is the worst dad joke I've ever made, that we eventually do our convening of drag performers on the F streetcar.
Okay.
And hey, I know a couple of them would probably show up in wedding drag.
Ooh, let's do it.
Okay, I'm furious. This was my pick.
It was?
It was going to be my second.
Totally
Look at that. Boat tram. Look at my computer. Boat tram.
I actually Heather? Put F with a question mark and then Heather probably.
I thought she'd pick like cable cars or City Hall or something. I thought I was going to be able to
I would not want to get married at City Hall because you could run into supervisors or the mayor.
Okay.
I figured that getting married at City Hall for you would be like getting married at the newsroom, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have questions because with the boat tram, where's your reception going to be? And I'm not, it was my pick. So, I mean, that was a question that I had. So that's number one question for you. Where's your reception? I'm thinking Hibernia Bank or the Julia Morgan Ballroom.
I would have it be on the boat tram. So you it would be small, obviously.
Yeah, but you're not going to have like 150 people
I'm
on the boat tram.
I'm not inviting 150 people. It's a small wedding. You would just fill the seats, have the short ceremony. I'm into short, small weddings anyway. And then it's just a party.
Okay, what music are you picking on your boat tram?
Oh, gosh. I didn't know we had to go.
Yeah, I have like four paragraphs written about this. I thought bagpipe, too much like a funeral. Polka band, not wedding enough. I thought maybe like a string quartet, but I don't know if they'll be loud enough. So mm-hmm. that was my problem with the music.
What about, I don't know, is it sacrilegious to have a cable car bell installed on the boat tram for a day so you could get a little bit of festive dinging? I mean, that is part of the wedding celebration.
They do have portable cable car bells for the cable car bell ringing contest. So, great pick, Heather. I'm already in a funk. I don't know.
Yes, I'm so glad I put that first.
Yeah, I don't know why I let you go first every time. All right, Tony, go ahead. You're going to pick mine.
All right. Well, I hope this isn't your pick, Peter, because I don't want us to be two for two on this already. I have a deep affection for the sculpture Cupid's Span on the Embarcadero.
Good one. Did he steal it from you?
No, he did not. Okay. And that's a great pick. I mean, I wish I picked it, but you did not steal it from me.
It is one of the things that makes me happiest in San Francisco. I know it's a bit of a controversial sculpture.
Some people
don't like how pop it is. I remember when it debuted, I think about 20 years ago, some people didn't get it. Like, what is it? Like, ooh, it's like, it's pop art. And, you know, sometimes it's good that art is immediately recognizable.
Yeah.
Accessible, and I just immediately understood that this was about leaving your heart in San Francisco. So if you're struck by Cupid's bow, why not have your ceremony right there in front of it?
I love that. You're right on the waterfront. Vivid colors, it'd make for great photos.
If you do it at sunset, you might get a little bay lights action.
Ooh.
And it's a public art twofer. I mean, we all know my public art obsession.
And there's some good bars nearby.
Oh, well, there's Water Bar right there, which has, I think, some of the best views at night of the bay lights. And, you know, I'm going to just say this. They also have really good bar staff over there. The one thing you want at a wedding is a heavy pour.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Nice. That is such a great pick. Have you thought about where, if you're having a reception nearby, maybe, I mean, Delancey Street's not that far. Could you do a reception there?
I had my rehearsal dinner at Delancey Street.
Yeah. It is my turn now, and I am choosing Presidio Bowl. They have a patio.
God,
no,
we were just kidding.
I'm just kidding. You thought I was serious.
Yes, I did.
No. I'm choosing San Francisco Botanical Garden, very specifically the moon viewing garden for the ceremony. And then you can do the reception there, too. Or I was really close to SF Conservatory of Flowers. But that moon viewing garden, you know what I'm talking about? It's got this beautiful patio, shaded. It just feels so isolated from San Francisco. It's so beautiful. I think it'd be perfect for a summer wedding. I'm thinking a jazz trio. They already have the pianos there. So you could do like a piano, drum, and bass, maybe playing a little Vince Guaraldi. Not the Charlie Brown stuff, the non-Charlie Brown stuff. And I think that would just be a beautiful place for a wedding. One thing with the botanical garden is they don't shut down the entire garden. There will be people walking around. But I kind of like that vibe of having a wedding ceremony, like it's City Hall, and people are walking by and getting to see it. I just kind of like that energy. Botanical garden in San Francisco, moon viewing garden, jazz trio, and people walking by. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's a good pick, and I'm really glad you didn't pick the Conservatory of Flowers, because that is my next pick, because it's on Carfree JFK Drive. So I looked into this again, too. You can get married in the conservatory or have an open-air wedding outside on the grass. But I think it'd be cool to do it inside among the exotic plants and flowers. I think the bride and groom should get there on roller skates on car-free JFK Drive, take their official wedding portraits at the Doggy Diner Heads, and end the night with a ride on the Ferris wheel. And if you get married during the winter, the wedding guests can walk among the entwined exhibit of lights right next door.
That is one of my favorite things about the holidays in San Francisco, seeing those light shows. They really do a great job of making them not only vivid and illuminating, but they're really something you can kind of interact with. I feel like you can kind of travel through them, and if you get the right angle, you got your Christmas card right there.
Yeah, yeah. I love that whole area lit up with lights at Christmas time.
I love this pick. No notes, except you gotta time it and be careful about that corpse flower. Because if you're having the wedding when like that flower that smells like death is in full bloom,
that's a bad sign.
I think that's bad luck for the wedding. That's worse than rain.
You're getting divorced within a month.
But Peter, what if you're having the Charles Adams family wedding that I always dreamed about having before I met my husband? A corpse flower blooming as the bride is in her Morticia Adams dress and the groom or grooms are in their pinstripes. That's kind of, gothic fabulous.
Yeah, I didn't
like,
go
if
through...
you intentionally pick the timing for that, that's one thing. But if you're just going for a regular wedding and then that's
or if your goth phase extended past high school into adulthood, maybe
hey, it's San Francisco. People's
cool.
Goth phases go on for a long time here. It's all a fog.
Okay, well, good pick, Heather. I'm still mad about the boat tram, but solid pick. I'm worried because I don't have a third. In my wedding, my third is going to be like at Villancourt Fountain or something because
okay.
I have nothing.
I don't have that on my list.
You and I are both very strong defenders of the Villancourt Fountain.
I am. It's a lovely fountain.
And frankly, I thought that Bono's graffiti kind of, worked.
Yes. Well, Tony, you're up. You're number two.
All right. Well, this is a bit of a twofer, and I really hope I'm not stealing from you, Peter. I suggest taking a cable car to the top of Nob Hill and either getting married at Huntington Park, or perhaps, if you have the budget for it, maybe the Top of the Mark or the Fairmont. The Fairmont has some pretty beautiful rooms there, but I think I would have to go for the Tonga Room over probably more traditional Venetian or the Gold Room.
But did you know if the bride or groom gets pushed or falls into the water, you have to pay $500?
It's never come up for all of the for all the great times I've had there, drinking one of those punch bowls for six all by myself. That's never come up.
So
thankfully.
Is there a reason you didn't go big with the Grace Cathedral? Do they allow weddings there? And is it maybe just like too big? I mean, you could have 150 people in there and it would feel like you had no friends.
I mean, Grace Cathedral's wonderful. I've unfortunately been to a lot of funerals there. So maybe I just associated with poor Charlotte Schultz's passing or Wilkes or many other people. Hey, Grace Cathedral's an option. They're a great, inclusive church. I really have a soft spot, too, for the Keith Haring Chapel that is dedicated to people that died from AIDS. Mm-hmm. Let's throw Grace Cathedral in there. Although they don't really have a bar at Grace Cathedral.
That's
Fairmont,
just
Fairmont, on the other hand, there's more than one.
Great pick. I love this one, too. You did not pick mine. Mine is the Golden Gate Overlook. It's that area in the Presidio that... Heather and I didn't even know it existed until we were rerouting the, 49-mile drive into our 49-mile scenic route. And this ended up being, it's the cover of our map. It's like, just describe it, Heather. It's almost like...
It's like the one place where one tower of the bridge is framed in the other tower, if you hit it just right, with trees on either side. It's gorgeous.
I think two cypress trees, and I could just see getting married in the middle of that. To be honest... there's like a little parking lot there. It's not a place I would want to hang out beyond the ceremony, but it would be a beautiful place for the ceremony itself, a short ceremony and photos. And I got to say, I like it when it's clear, but I think I like it even better if there's a little bit of fog over the top of the Golden Gate Bridge.
If you can time it right, maybe we talk to the New Chronicle meteorologist about this, wouldn't it be fabulous to see the fog rolling in from the headlands, just as you were saying I do?
That'd be very good. And I love the Presidio, too. The Officers Club, you had a wonderful wedding there. The Presidio Lodge, we stayed there, Kelly and I stayed there for our anniversary, and it was lovely. The Tunnel Tops and Battery Bluff are great places to just walk around. And I can just see a lot of different places that you could kind of incorporate and have a Presidio wedding. They have a great bowling alley.
Yes, that they do. You know, I mean, I'm going to really give you my nerd credibility here. I'd probably incorporate the Yoda fountain for my, if I were to renew my vows.
Yeah. Heather would too. Heather would be doing all those.
I mean, like, no. A lot of my clothing is also borderline Jedi or Sith. So, yeah. I mean, I think you kind of got that built in already as a photo op.
Heather might do like the top of the Golden Gate Bridge. She's so into heights lately.
Not lately. Yeah. Always.
I'm with you, Peter. I think we leave those heights for the birds and Heather.
Thank you. Thank you. Heather, number three.
I think the city looks best from the water. So I want to throw in getting married on a boat. Again, I did a little research. You can charter several boats through Hornblower. I'm sure there's other companies that do this too. But you could get the San Francisco Belle or smaller options and sail under the Golden Gate Bridge. And I think doing this at sunset would be spectacular.
I'm all for this. Let's all renew our vows together on a boat.
Okay.
Three couples, one boat, Golden Gate Bridge.
The best podcast ever.
Absolutely.
Where do you want to go? Do you want to go under the bridge?
Under the Golden Gate Bridge.
Under the Golden Gate Bridge.
A little bit out and then come back.
Do you want to circle Alcatraz at all at any point? Do you want to do a little Angel Island? Do you want to pull up to that Michael Mina restaurant in Tiburon?
I think Angel Island would be good. I haven't gotten that far. I just think it would be beautiful. No to the Alcatraz idea.
All right, it is a prison.
We could see Alcatraz from the main chapel in the Presidio, and that prompted my dad to make a lot of jokes about the old ball and chain, so no.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, some things are just not everyone's taste, Heather. I don't know why you wouldn't want a prison involved in a wedding.
Okay, well, good pick, Heather. And there's a little begrudging thing in my voice because of the boat tram. But
you're still mad about that.
I'm still mad about that. I had this whole
boat. I mean, I'm trying to think of the only other type of transit we haven't covered here, like a helicopter ride,
Bart wedding.
You know, I feel like there probably has been a Bart wedding at some point.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Well, Tony, I think your number three is coming up.
I'm also going to suggest sunset, but a little further west. I love Sutro Heights Park, where Adolf Sutro's mansion used to stand. I almost said under Sutro Tower, but something tells me that Sutro Park is probably a little bit more amenable to being able to get married there, and you can. In a perfect world, you would do the ceremony there at sunset. I love sort of that ruined foundation. It's very kind of Great Expectations. Mm-hmm. You would, of course, hope for not too much wind, not too much cold. So I would say do it maybe in the beginning of November. I feel like that tends to be the last little burst of warmth that we get in San Francisco before the frost kind of settles in for a little while. But in my perfect world, the Cliff House would be open again, and that's where the reception would be. Or Louis, quite frankly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I miss both of them.
Well, Cliff House will be open soon. I mean, whatever the new version of the Cliff House is going to be, we'll have it again. So
I hope so. I mean, in my perfect world, it's the old version, but you can't have everything.
Yeah.
I just really loved those little home fry potatoes. I mean, that would basically be the hors d'oeuvre course for us. All starches.
Well, it's my number three. I don't know what I'm going to do, so I'm picking the Villain Court Fountain. I'm not saying this is a great place to have a wedding. There's probably going to be some roller skaters and
weird green water.
Weird green water.
I love that green water. I think it adds to the effect.
BMX bikers and more out
there. Well,
the
smell of chlorine, too. I mean,
yeah, a lot of smells out there. But but you know what? No one else has done a Villain Court Fountain
wedding.
Well, I am sure
to
of
you
this.
As my wedding boat tram passes by.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna have our fictitious weddings on the same day, Heather. We'll stagger them a week. I'm gonna go viral with my Villain Court Fountain wedding. I mean, it's gonna be back there. It's got a little platform there. I think you could probably get a bunch of seats out there, get a tent there. You have the the ferry buildings right there. No more double-decker freeway. You have Embarcadero Center all
Your
lit up.
Your guests can use that brand new Department of Public Works shiny toilet that doesn't work most of the time. It'd be excellent.
It would be excellent. And the Hyatt Regency, the one that I believe was featured in the Towering Inferno, just got renovated. So, you know, if that isn't a bad omen for you being featured in a disaster film, you could, you know, mosey over to the bar there.
Yeah, and in that you mentioned the bathroom. I went there the other day. It was open and it was staffed. So think of all the money you're saving too. I mean, you know, the area is already staffed. Who are the people who work in the Tenderloin? Urban Alchemy? Do they work out that far?
No.
No, okay, too bad. Okay, I might have to drop a little bit of money.
Wait,
on
what
this
do
wedding.
You mean a staffed bathroom? Was there like a valet in there that was like offering you mouthwash and after dinner mints?
Not quite, but there were two people there that I had a nice conversation with. So, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like this is anything except me getting my thing stolen and I had nothing else. But Villancourt Fountain, it's going to look good when we're promoting this podcast and there's a picture of the Villancourt Fountain there. And people listen to it just to wonder what the hell I'm going to say about it.
What if you did your wedding on a Saturday morning and had your reception across the street at the Ferry Building Farmers Market?
Mm. Oh, nice. I like this.
I mean, and you know, you wouldn't have flowers. You could get like a beautiful Romanesco and some fabulous colored cauliflower. I don't know, maybe a little leafy kale in there.
For the bouquet?
Just for decor.
Oh.
And I feel like, too, like if you got on the boat tram and tried to have a wedding, people are going to stop you. But I think you could go out to the Villancourt Fountain and have a whole wedding, bring out a tent. I don't think anybody would do anything about it because no one would even expect it.
And you know what? I volunteer ahead of your wedding to go scrub the bird poop off of that with you.
Oh, my God. You're a good friend.
I love that fountain, and I wish they took better care of it.
Do we have honorable mentions? Do you guys have others that you want to mention that didn't quite make your list but you were thinking about?
Well, I have a couple that are outside of San Francisco. Are those allowed for honorable mentions?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think the Marin Civic Center is quite spectacular, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. There are several wonderful places to get married in there, probably most notably in the garden outside the cafe where the big spire sculpture is that I think you can actually see from the freeway. Years ago, for the old style section, I was lucky enough on a Saturday to get the run of the place to do a fashion shoot. And there are just so many corners of that building that are perfect for photo ops. And with all of the indoor landscaping, I mean, again, like you could forage your bouquet.
Heather, what have you got?
I had Grace Cathedral getting there on a cable car, so we were on the same wavelength. I had Shakespeare Garden in Golden Gate Park.
Ooh, lovely.
And the Palace Hotel.
Palace Hotel is where we had my senior prom, where I was crowned queen, by the way.
Love it.
And that is not me being facetious. I was actually a male prom queen.
I remember your column about that.
I love that idea. And I also just love the fact that all of these things somehow are involving cable cars or boats or boat trains.
Yeah.
Well, I had other views. Golden Gate Overlook was my choice for the beautiful view, but I thought Mount Davidson would be really nice, too. I don't want Twin Peaks. I don't want a wedding where there are going to be smash and grabs. I think that's a bad omen.
No, save the smash and grabbing for the honeymoon.
But Mount Davidson, I think, you know, it's like a nice little walk up there. You could fit about 30 people up there and have a nice ceremony up there and then go somewhere else for the reception. And I only thought about this because you mentioned the goth wedding. What about like Mountain View Cemetery in Oakland? I mean, I don't know if the cemetery will let you have a wedding, but we went to Cypress Lawn, was it? They were super cool. I could see them letting us have a weird goth wedding.
That's only
there.
The second weirdest idea you've had.
I mean, like, or the Columbarium in the Richmond. I mean, you could just, you know, it's like the Godfather, life, death, birth, destruction, all in one ceremony.
Whoa.
I would say, too, that if I had an endless budget, I would be getting married at Filoli. I would be a dynasty theme wedding. My husband and I would be, you know, pushing each other into that lily pond. Shoulder pads for all the guests.
I think about The Game, though, because The Game was filmed there. So
wasn't The Game also filmed at the Palace?
Yeah. A lot of good wedding spots there.
Well, I think who needs the knot anymore when you can just listen to Total SF?
Totally. You can have your Villain Court Fountain wedding thing courtesy of Total SF.
We should like have a side business as wedding planners.
Oh, I think we could absolutely do this. I could do, you know, helping with the wardrobe selection. I mean, the two of you obviously know every great route to get there on public transit. So that would be a big important thing. Who does the flowers out of us, though?
You would.
Yeah, okay.
I think, like, you're handling the core of the wedding stuff. If there's one thing we've proven with this episode, I think you're handling the core wedding stuff, and I'm, like, parking cars.
I'm leaving both of you with food, though, because I'm allergic to everything. Nothing I pick would be fun.
I'll do the drinks.
We had a gluten-free wedding cake, at our wedding, which was delicious, but I don't think we should inflict my food allergies on the caterer.
Probably not.
Well, excellent episode. Thank you both very much. And Kevin and Kate, congratulations. If you're listening to the end here, they don't need to listen to this podcast. They already had their wedding, but lovely, lovely event. We're so lucky to get to go to our first Total SF wedding.
Absolutely. You know what? When are you two officiating a wedding?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be sweet. I'd become like a Universal Life Church?
You can do it online.
Wait, yeah. I just had a thought. Wasn't The Wedding Planner filmed in San Francisco?
Uh-huh. We've never talked about that movie.
Well, it's not a very good movie, but still, I felt like I needed to bring it up for the sake of this podcast.
Well, to sum up, we are available to crash your wedding or officiate it. Thank you very much, Tony, for coming on again, and always love having you here.
I love being the official alternate, and you know that if anything happens to either one of you, I am ready to assume the duties.
You're a heartbeat away.
Well, hopefully a little further than that. You're both quite athletic and spry.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you for listening to the San Francisco Chronicle. Our music today is from The Sunset Shipwrecks, Castro organ player David Hegarty, and cable car bell ringing from 8-time champion Byron Cobb. Support Total SF in the newsroom that creates it by investing in a digital Chronicle edition. It's less expensive than you think at sfchronicle.com/pod.
Loved it.
I miss that so much.